The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money, bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. In whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move from one house to another. Whatever town you enter in and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say that the dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I was very happy when I discovered that it would be my turn to celebrate Mass on the 1st of October, because that is the feast day of one of my favorite saints, if not my all-time favorite saint, Saint Therese of Lisieux. From my days in the seminary, I first discovered her when I was early on in my seminary training, because somebody found somewhere a beautiful little book called The Story of a Soul. Now, if ever you get a chance of reading that little book, it's a very simple little book, but it's a beautiful story of Saint Therese's life, her short life. How did that come about? Well, as you know, she was born in the year 1873, and she died in the year 1897. So she was only 24. She died from tuberculosis. But 2 years before she died, the superior in the convent ordered her to write a memoir of her life. And so she filled two little exercise books talking about her faith and her simple approach to God. And it became one of the best sellers in Catholic literature, and is still available to today, especially the one that was translated by a man called John Clark in 1975. So if you come across that little book, it's well worth reading, The Story of a Soul. Now, she had a great effect on my life because of her simple approach to God. And she very much became aware in her short little life, the last couple of years of her life, she was ill, she was suffering from tuberculosis. They didn't have a vaccine. That's very topical subject at the moment. They didn't have a vaccine to deal with tuberculosis. When I was young, it was also very prevalent in Ireland, tuberculosis. Indeed, my father spent best part of a year in a sanatorium suffering from tuberculosis. And so the pain and the little aches and the discomforts and everything else that she went through during those times, Therese saw as a wonderful opportunity of loving God. Every little thing became an opportunity to her. She mentions in her autobiography that in the convent, she used to kneel behind a nun who continually rattled her beads. And this used to, in the beginning, drive Therese mad, you know, somebody rattling their beads all the time. But eventually, Therese began to thank in her own mind that nun, because it gave her a wonderful opportunity of offering that irritation up to the Lord. Now, I'm sure that most of us, and I'm sure you too, you very often find lots of people in your life who kind of, to use the phrase, get on your nerves at times. And sort of, Teresa teaches us how to see people like that as an opportunity to love God more. And each and every day, we all get wonderful little instances of loving God in very simple ways. Another thing, and it's something I think I can honestly say I've tried to practice in my life, do ordinary things. This was one of our pet phrases. Do ordinary things extraordinarily well. So whatever you do, put your best into it. So if you're washing a plate or whatever you do, do it well. Don't have to do it. Do it well for love of the Lord. That, in simple terms, is our path to God. Doing simple little everyday chores. Whatever you do, do it well, and do it for love of Jesus. That was Teresa's philosophy on life. And you know, after a while, it becomes almost a practice. You do it without thinking. I see no point in doing anything, half doing anything. Either do it well or don't do it. Simple. And that was Saint Therese, just simple little things. Simplicity.